The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small and I have in the studio David Talby, who is here to talk about a fuel tax protest that's coming up here in our region, well, right across the country actually. Hi Dave, great to have you here.
Yeah, hey Chrissy, thanks for having me.
You've got some interesting information here you want to share with the people?
Yeah, I do, and thanks for having me here. It's, I do have some interesting information. I'm here to talk about a nationwide fuel tax protest that's coming up on the 16th of May. It's happening all over the country. We've currently got, I think there's 53 groups already operating through the country, organising different events for their local regions. It's on the back of the fact that we don't think it's acceptable to be paying 50% tax on an essential product in a middle of a living cost of living crisis already. So yeah, we're making a stand to try and get it into the national conversation so people understand what percentage they're paying in that tax. Yeah. And where it's supposed to be going and how it's affecting the country. So we're trying to bring awareness to that and let the government know just how many people are hurting and that we would like respite.
Yeah, and of course they're bringing in this extra 12 cents tax on top of what we're already paying, and that's to offset the cost of this $1 billion plus that they're going to spend on this LNG facility up north. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel very good at all, to be honest. I think there's enough pain at the pump already without putting extra on. You know, fuel is not a luxury item, it's an essential item. And it, if fuel goes up, the price of every single other product and service goes up, and especially when it's gone up as dramatically as it has.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's going to go back down in any sort of hurry. There's been over 50 refineries around the world on fire with suspicious circumstances in the last 60 days, as well as the conflict in the Middle East, what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz and stuff. So this is here to stay for a while. The effect it's having now already on our local businesses and our individuals across the country is just overly dramatic. It's crippling people. It's going to cause massive unemployment. There's food producers that are already talking about not planting because it's just not viable. Their profit margin's so minimal already. That they're just not going to take the risk. So there's going to be a shortage of product, and what you can get hold of is going to be a whole lot more expensive than it is at the moment. We don't think that's acceptable at all.
So this is, we really are in a crisis here, aren't we? Really, when you think about that it's going to cause, you know, producers to stop producing because they can't afford to do their planting.
No, of course they can't. And everything else is, it's not just the diesel they use. If you go onto a commercial food growing place, you know, horticultural or agriculture, the amount of money that those guys put through their tractors, the amount of diesel, we're talking, you know, hundreds to thousands of litres a day going into some of these things, and their profit margins are pretty marginal already.
Mm.
So if you take the price of that diesel that they're putting, you know, the increased price, but most of them don't have any control over the price of their product when it hits the market. It's the same, especially here in Motueka, where we are largely tourism and horticulture is a huge part of our local economy.
Mm.
And the fruit growers, they can't control the price of their fruit. They can't put it up to cover their costs. They just have to carry it. And then every step of the way, it's not just the tractor, it's the haulage, it's the fertilizer, everything's going up. So, and every contractor that they need to get in has already had to raise their price so dramatically. I mean, you're talking, if you get a digger out to your property, say you live 40 kilometres from where they're based, they have to charge you a landing fee. So they have an hourly rate for what the work they do, and then they have their rate that covers fuel and landing, etc. And that's already gone up $30, $40 more, $50. Per unit, just to land that in your property, and then you've got the extra fuel costs all day of them operating, you're looking at a really large increase. So the contractors I'm talking to, they're already finding people that have booked them to do work, but they're ringing them up and saying, look, actually, we can't afford it now. Things are too dodgy, you know, the amount we're putting into our car and everything else, we can't really do that. We'll defer it for now. Maybe we'll look at it again 6 months, 12 months or whatever when the price comes down, if it ever does. Obviously, we know prices go up fast and they come down slow. So, you know, the flow-on effect, it's just everywhere. It's every, like I say, it's everything that you buy. Every single item is going up. Every service you get has to go up. Your plumber, your builder, everybody that you call out has to put up their price. The only thing not going up is your income. And then as the fuel rises, and you're paying 15% GST, so on top of all of the other taxes, and you're paying GST on a dollar's worth of taxes already, which takes that tax to $1.15. That's on petrol, diesel. Diesel is a little bit different, but with petrol, it's just excessive. And then as that price goes up and creates more hardship, you're suddenly getting more tax. You're getting 15 cents tax added on for every dollar that it rises. So effectively, you're still getting the same litre of fuel. That litre of fuel is costing you more, and you're paying more tax for that litre of fuel. It's just counterproductive. There's no way that can help the country by reducing productivity and everything else. It's so counterintuitive. I just don't understand why the government hasn't already addressed it. A lot of other countries already have.
Yeah. And, okay, so we've got this extra 12 cents going on, and also we're looking at an increase in road user charges. Of course, diesel operators already have to pay that. Surely they should be on hold with their diesel, because their diesel costs now are more than petrol.
Yeah, it's insane. The road user charges is a real tricky one. And it's really expensive. I'll give you a bit of a breakdown what it costs. If you're bringing a large truck, say the ones that deliver goods to Motueka or Nelson or wherever from Christchurch, those trucks on average get under 2 kilometres per litre of fuel. And if you've got a trailer, so you've got 2 hubometres on, you're paying 2 sets of road user charges. You're paying for the truck and for your trailer, and that works out at approximately $1 a kilometre. So, you know, and that those costs are all built into the transport, so as it is. So you take diesel that's gone from, I don't know what the big operators pay, I expect they get a wholesale. In fact, I know they do, but it's still, you know, it's still affected by the market and rising. But if you were to look at it on a domestic scale, where diesel started, say, at the end of early start of March, was about $1.75 a litre, and then it raced up to and it topped $4 in a lot of places in the country, and then it settled back down and sort of hovered around $3, and it's playing around there. It's going between $2.99 and $3.20, and obviously different service stations are offering slightly different deals. But it's still, you're looking at 100%, you know, 50 to 100% increase in that, and it, like, a lot of them can pass it on. You know, a transport company can pass it on. Big companies can claim GST back. But at the end of the day, all of that carries along until it gets to the consumer, and they've got nowhere to go. They're just getting less product for more money and paying more tax on top of it. Because if you go and buy a block of cheese and it's gone up a dollar on the back of the transport charge, there's another 15 cents tax on that. So you're actually paying more tax for your cheese. You're getting the same amount of cheese. You're paying more tax for your fuel, but you're getting the same amount of fuel. So everything, it's just a double smash. It really doesn't make sense, which is why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and so tell me about where these protests are going to take place.
Okay, so what we're doing, it's obviously it's a fuel issue, so it would not make sense to sort of try and say, hey, look, let's emulate the mandate protest or something and all go to Wellington and petition Parliament and show them, you know, how we feel. That's just, you know, that's, no one can afford it. They can hardly get to the next town at the moment. So what we're doing is we're encouraging every town in New Zealand, every town, every village, every place to protest locally. On the day we're going to, which is the 16th of May, so it's only 8 days from now, but we're going to have live stream. We're going to have hosts in a studio, and we're going to be live streaming all day or a period of the day that the protests are on, which are predominantly starting at 1 p.m. Whatever money you've got that you think is going to last you however long, the buying power of that just disintegrated.
Absolutely.
And if the government was to remove some of these taxes, especially the ridiculous ones, then I think we'd probably be okay. You know, it'd help us get through it.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Dave. I'm sure that people listening to this will be inspired to join in. The Facebook page is called what again?
Fuel Tax Protest New Zealand is the main page, and then through that you'll find a link to a regional page where you can get involved and help too. We want people to make signs, make posters, put what you want on it, you know, cut the racks, slash the tax, something or other, give us a fair go, whatever.
Put your feet on the beat and be there.
Yeah, so guys, look, this is grassroots. You know, we are not political, we are not partisan, this is not anything about that. This is just trying to get a fair deal for all Kiwis. So, yeah, get involved, make a sign, and get involved in the day, and support us. We're trying to help you.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Chrissy.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.